This is CQ Roll Call's Policy Briefs, the latest in policy news from the CQ Roll Call newsroom. I'm Arielle Cohen. Nominees for two of the Biden administration's top health posts met with senators today to discuss how they plan to shepherd the country through the final stages of the pandemic. Vivek Murthy, Biden's nominee to be Surgeon General, and Rachel Levine, Biden's nominee for Assistant Secretary for Health, both pledged to follow scientific recommendations and ensure health equity, if confirmed. As Surgeon General, Murthy would play a key role in shaping the administration's public health messaging. He said he planned to tackle COVID-19 vaccine hesitancy by working with local doctors and nurses. Murthy, who served as Surgeon General during the Obama era, emphasized that vaccine messaging is much more nuanced than it used to be. And he repeatedly said that healthcare providers know much more about each community's unique needs than federal officials do. Senators honed in on what the two nominees have done to help combat the pandemic thus far. Murthy served as an advisor to the Biden campaign in transition, while Levine was Pennsylvania's top health official. Committee ranking Republican Richard Burr accused Levine of mishandling her state's pandemic response and noted the state's inaccurate reporting on nursing home deaths. Levine said that was due to a reporting lag. She said her position as a state health official makes her uniquely qualified to serve as a bridge between the federal government and the states. Levine has spent much of her time in Pennsylvania working on solving her state's opioid crisis, a crisis that has only worsened across the country during the pandemic. Both Levine and Murthy, who worked on opioid addiction when he was Surgeon General, said there's more the government can do to expand access to naloxone and medication-assisted treatment. Levine's confirmation would be historic. She is the first transgender person to ever be nominated for a Senate-confirmed post. Senate Health Committee Chair Patty Murray said she would push to get both nominees confirmed quickly.